Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz along with Haley Harmon.
What up, gang? Thanks for being with us this week. We appreciate it. And Lee Cruz and I are both sitting here today, and maybe you are as well as you listen, sipping on delicious iced coffees. Okay, now explain what you just did.
Yours was great. You got a Starbucks salted caramel.
I got a Starbucks salted caramel cream cold brew. You guys know I've been on a, cut my caffeine this whole pregnancy, but occasionally now I'm treating myself to a second cup of coffee. Occasionally, like once a week during the day. So this is my big treat today. And Lee tasted it and was like, oh, that is so good. So
I occasionally will make myself an iced coffee through the Keurig. Really, I just fill the cup up with ice and let it chill. But I thought, what if I were to put salt in this? And I've rimmed the cup, the mug, with salt.
Almost like a margarita.
Sprinkled a little bit in there. It ain't bad.
Yeah, because you're using sweet.
It's not as great as yours, but because they got cream in there. I have no cream.
Oh, you have cream. You're creamer.
Not a heavy cream. You've got a heavy whipping cream.
That's right. And that's what's gotten me to this fighting weight.
Right. Yeah.
It all seems to be gathering here in the middle. I don't know. Weird.
Who did I see? A large man was... Oh, it's a guy that I worked with. I was in Louisville at the Comedy Caravan, and Jake was the feature act. And Jake is a big boy. Jake is about 6'8".
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Three bills, I would imagine. Easy.
Easy.
And Jake said that his nickname, because he likes to hoop, is...
I was going to say, I hate to stereotype, but be like, what sport did he play? Come on. It would be a disservice if
he does a couple of jokes about sports. But what he says when he hoops... they call him Heavy Whipping Kareem.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I
actually like
that joke. His other joke is, he goes, I was the slowest guy on the football team.
6'8 is a lot of body to move through.
And he
space.
Goes, of course, that means I was on the offensive line. He goes, my quarterback, though, my God, this guy had an affinity for me. He loved me a little too much. We'd get ready to do anything, and he would get up underneath me, put his hands between my legs from behind, and I'd go, buddy, I'm the left guard.
Whoops. Same mistake each play.
Yeah. And we're in French class.
Yeah, this is weird. Oh, that's so funny. I'm sorry, I'm obsessed with that. Wait, what was the nickname?
Heavy Whipping Kareem.
Heavy Whipping Kareem.
He used to have the sky hook.
Love that. Yeah. I love a good pun.
And
nickname.
Corey was the other. These guys are young guys that up and coming, and it's fun to watch and reminisce where I was at their age, and see them grow and develop into comics.
Yeah, I like the shirt you have on today. Sorry, segue.
This is the matching set. I didn't put the shorts on.
Oh, because it's you got.
He's
got
my Florida trip.
Might I feel the material?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, that's like a moisture wicking, like kind of beachy. It's guys, if you're not watching the video version, which if you didn't know, video version of this is posted on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel. So you can look at us while we talk. Lee has on. Yeah, it's like a light blue short sleeve button up shirt, but it's like got a white palm tree and boat situation going on.
Yeah. Now with the swim trunks that came with it, it's the exact same pattern.
Oh, so love it.
It's a lot. I look like my grandmother's decor for her sunroom.
Yes, like very like a Golden
like
Girls
a tiki
lanai
kind of.
Yeah. So you where did you purchase it?
Lounge in Naples.
Where did you buy it?
I think I got this like at Marshall's.
I love it. And you can wear it separate. Just wear the trunks or wear the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now your girlfriend went on this trip, and you said, "What were her thoughts when you showed up in a matching set?"
I think she just one syllable. No. I don't know. I think she liked it okay.
Well, you look adorbs. Well, I was going to say, because it did shock me a little when you said I got a matching set.
Yeah.
Because it is kind of it's kind of a detour
for
you. For
the shock value.
Okay, that
makes
sense.
Again, I'm with Richard.
Yeah.
And I want Richard to see me in this.
Yeah, because, yeah, your best
friend. Because what, he's going to love it or he's going to embarrass him. Yeah, I'm hoping for the embarrassment.
Yeah, you love to embarrass him because he is easily embarrassed and enraged. If you embarrass him, he's madder than the heat of a thousand suns.
Well, and he has reason. This, you talk about, Richard is he's a good-sized guy, but he's smaller than his little brother who can bully him.
Yeah, he's no heavy whipping
Kareem.
And
his dad... although I love Bob, and I didn't meet Bob until later in Bob's life, was 80. Those guys would torture Richard together. And some of the most legendary stories of all time.
The pranks these guys would play.
When it comes to pranks. And the most legendary one is that Ronnie developed a...
Ronnie is Richard's brother.
Yeah, little brother, although he's twice Richard's size. Reputation for picking...
Sorry, Lee's dog Butter is here under the desk, and she's very sweet, but she's clawing my leg trying to get up here.
Well, pick her up.
No, Butter. No. I don't have lap space these days. Like, literally, she'd fall. It's a health hazard to try to hold someone right here. Mm. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry, Butter. I love you. I'll pick you up later, just not in this chair.
Anyway, Ronnie would... when Richard would fly home to the San Francisco area...
Yeah.
They'd pick him up at the airport in various disguises. And this was before 9/11, so you can meet somebody at the gate.
Oh, good. So the humiliation can go from gate all the way to the car.
Right.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, and he did Hell's Angels. I think he did it in drag once. You know, he did
love it.
His dad finds out that Ronnie's doing this, and Bob wants to be a part of it.
Oh,
so they decide to pick Richard up at the airport. Bob is going to go as a disabled person that doesn't have sight.
Okay. A blind person confined to a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Okay.
They went to a convalescent store and they bought all the accoutrement to pull this gag off.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, they asked.
Can you pick her up and put her on the desk? Because I can't put her in my lap, but she is absolutely raking her claws over my thighs. It's quite uncomfortable.
I don't know where she is.
She's over here. Butter, go see Dada. I'm so sorry.
Butter, come here, Butter. You're ruining the podcast.
Sorry, your dad's trying to tell a
story.
Somebody
doesn't know how show business works.
Look at her. There's a good girl. Okay, thank you. Sorry. I felt bad neglecting her, but I also need my thigh meat.
Do you?
I do. Ooh.
At this stage, really.
Yeah.
They go to the airport.
Yes.
At the time, security, I don't know if I'd call it TSA,
right,
says, can your dad walk? And Ronnie's terrified.
TSA didn't exist then.
Well, it was still airport security. Well, they're like, Ronnie's like, we're going to get busted. This is not going to work.
They're going to know that this is a prank.
But Bob said, yeah, I can walk. But Bob purposely walked into the machine, like hit it.
Oh, like, wow.
Bumped into it.
Sure.
Into the metal detector.
Oh.
And they're like, oh, sir, are you okay? Oh, he's like, I'm all right. So they wait for Richard. Here he comes. Ronnie's holding a sign, I think. It says Richard Long. And Bob's in the wheelchair with a cane and these thick glasses.
Like a Mr. Magoo type.
And Richard goes, oh, no.
Now you've roped Dad into it.
Starts walking fast away from them.
Yeah.
Bob, the ultimate performer, stands up and yells, son, son, and starts to chase him, you know, with the cane.
As best he can.
And
with
purposely goes head over heels into a trash can to make it even bigger. And now here come all the people to help this poor blind man up. And Richard's like, you blankety blanks, you know, you guys. So they finally catch up to Richard, and Richard's cussing him out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Bob is in the wheelchairs. They push him to it. They get out to the parking lot, and they valet. The car is coming, and there's other people waiting for their automobiles. When their car arrives... Mm-hmm. Bob stands up, waving his cane on the ground, trying to find his way, says, I'm driving. And
No. So the valet is like,
And the looks they got from other people. And I think either Richard or Ronnie said, F it, just let him do it. And Bob gets in the driver's seat.
Was valet not like, God? I mean, they stop you?
They don't know what to do. And there they go.
Oh, my gosh. I would have been reliving the hilarity for years.
Well, that story was told at the funeral, essentially. Because
his father has passed away. Yeah. Yes. His dad, a fabulous man, and a jokester. And that is so hilarious.
You met him.
I did. I met him several times, and he was very, very sweet. Incredibly sweet. Yes. So, nice.
Anyway,
so that's why you tried to get one small part of that embarrassment through.
Well, not yet. I haven't done something to that scale. But I do know that it triggers
Richard. But
you
aspire.
And you know me. I like a reaction. So, yeah, if I can embarrass him in some way. Yes, that's fun.
You love to trigger people. You live to trigger.
Figure out where your weak spot is.
Yeah. Right. Did Butter just growl?
Yeah.
At who?
I don't know. That's why I looked over. Thought I saw something.
I think she sees her reflection in the glass door.
Yeah.
Butter is so hilarious. In a clip that's going to air on our show soon, it may have aired between now and then. Because I'm very pregnant, like very pregnant, like 9 months. And so lately at work, like the afternoons are really, really hard on me. And the staff and Lee and everybody have been super, super accommodating and helpful. When some days I'm just like, guys, I just can't do it today. Or I need to lay down for like an hour here in the office. Everybody's very sweet, including Butter, because I laid down on our office couch yesterday and I was just trying to lay down for just a few minutes. And suddenly Butter is atop me. And just laying on me. And I love it because I have two dogs that cuddle me all the time. So it feels very comforting to me. She then licks my face, basically hairline to chin, a complete once over. So then I video it, A, to send to Lee because he had left for a few minutes to be like, Butter's good. I've got her. Because Lee's always scared she's going to run away. So I was like, she's good. Well, then as I'm videoing, I'm using the front-facing camera. She's licking, and then her vanity takes over because she stops licking me when she sees herself in the camera and just does like a looks at herself like, damn, girl, you do look good. She just paused. So I end the video because there was no getting her back.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen any other dog love themselves as much as this one.
She's just like, gosh. It's
narcissistic. She just stares
beautiful.
At herself in the mirror for hours.
She has made me appreciate Cavalier King Charles. I was never interested in them before. Never thought they were that cute. Never really interacted with any of them. I just kind of felt like they were prissy little smaller dogs. Kind of make me nervous because I'm afraid I'm going to break their little legs or something. Mm. Or they're just yippy or stinky or I don't know. Well, I adore Butter. And then I went to Kroger yesterday after work and a man had a service dog, Cavalier King Charles.
Really? Where'd he get that vest?
I don't know, but they were walking out of the store.
I don't get to go to Kroger because of that.
Well, let's get you one.
Yes.
Because his was, it had black and tan, but a lot of white too.
Well, I was walking around town with her last night.
And normally I would have been like, oh, but I was like, oh, it's so cute.
I was walking around town and I called my dad. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm smoking a cigar with my protection dog.
Protection dog.
So maybe I get her a vest.
Yeah.
You know, 10 pounds of kick ass. She's a protection dog.
That's right. She's a protection dog. Yeah, she's absolutely precious. Anyway, what else is going on with you? Update me on you.
Well, what do you want to know?
I'm not fishing.
Survive this pregnancy.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, gosh. Speaking of, this baby, he is moving. He's very large now. Not very large. I mean, you know, he's a full-formed baby in there. Like, he could come at any time. Like, I've reached the point where people say, like, now at this point in pregnancy, I could go into labor in 3 hours or 3 weeks.
I watched Jim Jefferies. I like Jim Jefferies, the Australian comic. Yeah. He's funny and irreverent. And he's funny and irreverent, and he pokes the bear of political correctness quite a bit. But he was doing a thing about his girlfriend being pregnant, and it was pretty good, you know, because why are we giving these women this kind of protection? You know, we act as if they're, you know, to be placed upon some pedestal, and he goes, they are real pieces of work. There's nothing worse than a pregnant woman.
Okay.
And I was sitting there giving the amens and the hallelujahs Jim Jeffries. He did like a 10-minute chunk on his girlfriend and what she was doing to him every day. And he was just
of how her giving them the gift of life and sacrificing her bodily her body to bring human life to earth. It's really inconveniencing him.
I don't remember the bit, but I remember the feeling I had. And
he was on point
for a lot of stuff. Just saying.
So you think pregnant women deserve no grace or kindness because they're such horrors to be around?
No, that's not what I said.
Okay, then what are you saying?
But I'm going to have to look it up and I'll play it for you.
I don't want
to
see it.
No, of course not.
I know he was joking because that's what he does. I'm sure he coddles his precious pregnant girlfriend.
He handled I with such aplomb. He got in trouble for a Bill Cosby bit he was doing in Australia. Some female reporter wrote this scathing thing because he talked about Bill Cosby and the raping.
Ooh, wow. I feel like there was a softer way you could have said that.
Well, that's kind of the way he describes it.
I mean, that is what happened.
And now he's in Nashville doing this show.
Okay.
And he's like, I have to make this disclaimer. I don't want that. Don't like that. He goes through all these jokes about, and it seems so, when you hear it in that context, that it's obvious he was making jokes. And now he's
a comedian.
Yes. And to have to do a disclaimer is truly beyond ridiculous of this lady who got her panties in an uproar over this joke that he made
Panties in a wad or just got in an uproar. Not panties in it. Her underwear was like, rah!
But the way he tied it up in a bow was, you know who doesn't make rape jokes? Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby doesn't make rape jokes. He is clean. He's a good, clean comic. He doesn't curse like I do. I'm a piece of blankety blank. And when you looked at the dynamic of what he was saying, I'm making jokes about Bill Cosby and you're upset at me instead of the actual real life problem.
Well, you don't think she's upset with him too?
She's writing the hit piece trying to get Jim Jeffries canceled.
Oh, okay.
And I got what he was saying.
Yeah, I get that too. But he can't say that she's not upset with Bill Cosby too.
The article was about Jim Jeffries.
Well, sure, but you can't tell me she's like, but Bill's fine.
And Jim said, "Yeah, you can. I just did.
Yeah, you absolutely can. Yeah. And if you don't want to hear him, don't listen to him.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, but I'm sure she's upset with Bill Cosby, as everyone is and should be.
Right. And so is he.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why he's maligning the guy.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. He was going after him with humor.
Yeah.
Tearing him up.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I got to say right now about Butter?
Sure.
For some reason, she smells like your dogs, and I don't know how that happened. Because sometimes the boys don't smell great. You live on a farm.
I do, and no matter what I do, whenever I bathe them, within a day, they roll in again.
They roll in, and I've seen Ollie do it, and he's taught Charlie this.
No, dogs inherently like to roll in shit. They like to put bad scent on themselves, and I don't know why. I've looked it up before, and I don't know what it is. He hasn't taught Charlie. Who taught Ollie?
Well, I don't know.
And all dogs roll in shit.
He read it somewhere.
He is a voracious reader. He and Kelly are in a book club together.
But I got a whiff of that from Butter right now, and she hasn't been anywhere to do that.
Sometimes how are her anal glands? Does she express them?
I do that.
Oh, God. Because sometimes that could be it. She could be triggered or upset or nervous or something and express her anal glands and it'll stink.
I don't even know what that is. What does that mean? That's a scent mechanism?
Yeah, something like that. Look, she's like, Daddy, don't talk about that. It's not a ladylike. But anyway, okay, so you like Jim Jeffries and that's the thing a lot. Like a good comic, if they get called out on certain type jokes, it just makes them better because now they've got new material about how stupid it is that you're like, this was a joke.
And that's what this is. It's to entertain people. And we make fun of the macabre and all of the bad things in life. It helps to laugh at it.
It does. That's, no one is saying, you know what's so funny is what Bill Cosby did.
It's a crime. It's death. Whatever it may be, it is therapeutic and cathartic to laugh at it. They're not laughing at that. They're laughing at life. And these are the bad things that happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Let the guy do his job.
And, you know, some people maybe...
If you don't want to hear it, don't go.
Yeah. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're too sensitive. You know, everybody has different experiences in life. For some people, certain jokes aren't going to be funny to them. And that's okay. But it doesn't mean the joke is wrong.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Like, if someone has some sort of, God forbid, a connection to something like that...
Yes.
They don't want to hear jokes about it. Absolutely. But that.
But
does.
Then again, and I don't know, that may there may be a part of you that may help in some way, too. I don't know. Yeah. I know I handle things that way sometimes. And if I have done anything in my life that I'm not ashamed of.
Tap dancing.
It is the soft shoe that I've learned when I was in vaudeville.
Could absolutely tear it up. I'm sorry.
No, it's that there are comics that have a different view on life than I do. And Jim Jefferies is one of them, by the way.
He was making, look him up.
He was making fun of things that I find somewhat sacred, and he was going at them. But I didn't get angry at him. I appreciated the mechanism of the joke and the building of the joke and the way you get the punchline after you set it up. I still appreciate that. Yeah. I can laugh.
Oh, okay. I was envisioning a different guy.
Who are you thinking of? A woman?
That other comic with the dark hair that has the really unique laugh.
Well, that's Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr. I knew it was a J name, and I was envisioning. He is who I was thinking of. No, I don't know this guy. Cool. He's 48 years old from Sydney, Australia. He's 5'11". He went to St. Ives High School in Western Australia Academy of Performing Arts.
Yeah.
Oh, and look, people also search for, and Jimmy Carr is the first suggestion as to who the next person would be I want to look at.
Yeah. I love both those guys.
I love the way arts.
He's the sort arts. Of, I would qualify him as Australia's Dave Chappelle.
Oh.
Because he goes after things and survives the way Chappelle does. Because he just uses Chappelle reason show. And common sense Chappelle for the most part. Show. And does it in a very creative way.
Yeah, absolutely. So. But her head looks like she got darted. Mm-hmm. She's now asleep in Lee's arms, but she's got her head hanging off him like, oh, dear, did anyone else get a bad batch of cupcakes?
Well, I put her down and let her, but she won't do it. She's a lap dog. She's Velcro.
Yeah. Well, what's going on with me is I will be 37 weeks pregnant in just a few days. It means...
What's the maximum?
40 is like considered, you know, 40 weeks of pregnancy is considered...
Time to go.
Ready to rock. Yeah. So I'm getting close. I'm feeling good in just the last week, you know, because... You know, the baby develops for most of the pregnancy. Then he's like fully developed. Now he's just growing and adding weight and just getting chonky lonky, which means in the third trimester is really when the bulk of belly growth happens. And it kind of happens rapidly. Again, this is my first pregnancy. I'm learning all this. I mean, just in the like every week when I look at my stomach, I'm like, oh, I don't notice it as the week's going on. But every Saturday when I switch to the next week, I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so just lately... Like, my stomach really has finally started actually bothering me. Just like, gosh, like getting, it's just like getting out of bed. And yesterday we were at a restaurant and we sat at a table at a high top table. I couldn't scoot my chair back out because it's like I couldn't get leverage on the table. I had to get Lee to get out of his seat so I could leave the table.
You know
we
how
all got
embarrassing
done
that was for me.
I'm so sorry.
Jeez.
I'm so sorry. But anyway, so overall, I'm doing great. I feel I've said this before. I feel incredibly lucky. I've had a super easy pregnancy. But just now, it's like everything you hear certain women talk about in pregnancy, as I start to experience, I'm like, oh, that's what they were talking about. It's just...
Were you upset when you were getting out of the table that I beeped to alert people behind you?
Yeah, like when a golf cart's backing up.
Mm-hmm. Or a truck.
Or a truck. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I appreciated that. I thought, you know what? I'm going to write a hit piece on this guy. coincidentally, in an Australian newspaper. Now, so overall, still doing really good. I'm just feeling very large, just in the stomach area. And so my feet hurt. I have to tinkle all the time, especially in the night. And then I just...
You're living my dad's life.
Turning over and getting out of bed is very hard. Just getting up from a seated position.
Yeah, you and Pastor Cruz are... Yeah. You got a lot in common.
Yeah. So, but then I just remind myself, you know, it's not that much longer. And I'm trying to soak in every day because it's very special. I'm having some weird feelings of not wanting to share him. It's kind of weird because now I guess that it's getting close to being over. I'm so excited for him to be here and I like dream about the moment I first see him. But I also, it's like, it's just been me and him just chilling. Like he's with me everywhere and it's just this special little bond. And then I think, well, when he's here, then I got to share him with everybody, which when it happens, it will be wonderful. Like when my friends and family get to meet him, it will be, you know, amazing, amazing for them and for me. I'll be so proud. But also partly I'm like, he's just going to be out there and... in the world.
Wait till he gets married. You got to share him with a woman who probably doesn't have his best interest at heart.
Why are you trying to do that?
I'm just saying. You know how women are.
You know how men are.
Nope. They're all pretty good, decent guys until a woman breaks their heart, and then they defense up.
What's they do. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, someone just walked by our glass door and just
stared.
Well, I guess maybe she's never. It was. It's a different.
She's never seen people talking.
She's never seen people talking. Yeah.
Anyway, I get it. By the way, here's another.
Wait a minute.
What? Wait a minute.
All men's problems, according to you, come from a woman breaking their heart.
Most of them, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Most guys that you see are jerks. You know how they are. And they're womanizers. It started. There's an origin story.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about women? They've been hurt too.
Yeah. Yeah, to some degree. Because they ran into...
Oh, to some degree. Not nearly what happened to men. have it so much worse, ladies.
They ran into some guy who used them because he was hurt.
Oh, okay. So it's never his fault. It's because he was hurt first, always.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're so full of it.
I think people are
inherently not perfect. Some people choose to be shitty, but a lot of people, you know, you hurt people sometimes. And you're hurt. Mm. And trauma and things like that. We're all human beings. Nobody's perfect. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Some lady keeps walking by like she's dressed for a yoga class.
Yeah.
Staring at us.
She's a big fan.
Angrily. Yeah. She's probably the lady that wrote the comment about how dare Lee want to hold Haley's baby shirtless.
Oh, God.
Now, to explain this, Bridget, our executive producer, an agent of chaos, said on the show, we should do a picture with Lee holding your baby shirtless. And I didn't even know what we're talking about. I'm like, who? What? Baby? What? What do you mean? I don't even know that these photographs or these type of photographs exist.
Well, we were talking about the concept of skin to skin, which my husband and I will do in the hospital. But then Bridget is a joke. I can't remember exactly how it got brought. Bridget said for the show, we should do skin to skin photos of Haley's baby on Lee. And all of us agreed it was super weird.
Well, I didn't care about it. I don't even know what we're talking about. The only reason I get involved is because you start to say, well, no. I don't want that.
Yeah, because it's freaking weird.
And then
weird.
I go, wait a minute, before I say no to something I don't even know about, let me learn about. And then I'm like, wait a minute, what is wrong with me doing this?
It's super
weird. I was aggravated I am some less than thing. I was frustrated with you.
No one said you're less than.
I don't
want
to do it.
That's your childhood trauma speaking.
I don't want to do it. I have no desire to do it until you take it away from me.
And you make it about your childhood trauma and say, I'm less than.
It's not my childhood trauma.
If one of your dad's friends when you were a baby said, let me take my shirt off and hold that baby. Do you see how weird that is?
Well, I don't know.
That's hella weird.
Anyway,
and if you could remove yourself from your issues, you would see that's weird.
We're joking. I don't really want to do that.
Of course you don't.
I don't want to take my shirt off in public anyway. So people write in, and they think we're serious about this. And then they start their diatribe of whatever issues they got.
I think some people just don't understand that.
It's a comedy
show. Honestly, 100% of what Lee says is not serious. Well, then I think a transition. You said, well, what if we're at the pool? You're not going to let me hold your baby at the pool?
I was coming up with scenarios.
That's different. But Bridget had orchestrated an absolutely
ridiculous scenario. Like an evil, maniacal Bond villain.
Well, because she knew I would hate the idea, and she knows you, that the second someone tries to tell you to do it or not do a certain thing, that's now the only thing you want or don't want to do.
Yeah.
You're very difficult.
No. I'm independent.
What kind of independent person says, because I'm less than?
Well, I couldn't figure out why you wouldn't want that.
Because it's weird!
You should have just went, whatever, let's move on before we aggravate him.
No, Lee, because I know you ran on the bit. That's the only reason you said you wanted to do it is because.
Yeah.
Because you knew. Because
if you had, and I do know this, if you had said, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, let's do it.
You'd say, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that.
Exactly. It's whatever I say. Lee's like, no.
I would have been so against it.
But were you speaking truth a moment ago when you said that I said no? You said, what's wrong? Oh, I'm less than.
Well, of course, that's the mechanism that kicks in. I don't abide by it.
Which is it? Were you just joking, or did you really feel that way?
I am triggered by a lot of stuff, as you know, as you are. You're just as triggered as I am on issues. But
excuse me.
My rational brain calms that voice and goes, no, no, that's not real. Leave that alone.
That's thanks to all those years of therapy you've done.
Except unless I can make it funny.
Yeah.
Now, I can play in that space because it's not real.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that. Yeah. I hear that all the time. Who doesn't hear that? The insecurity or whatever it is that you may develop through whatever's happened to you in your past.
Nikita, she doesn't hear that.
That is true.
She is stone cold.
Yeah. The only thing Nikita hears is last call.
Oh, we love Nikita so much. But anyway, that's what's going on with me. I'm just very pregnant, just getting more pregnant by the day. It's honestly shocking. Even my doctor today was like, oh my gosh, how are you nearly 37 weeks? Like, it's just flow. Like, truly, it was like early on, and it seemed like this faraway concept of, I'll have a baby one day. Then it was kind of like, okay, we're moving along. And then I swear I snapped my fingers, and I'm like nearing the finish line.
Got some questions? You want them?
Hit me with it, brother.
Bridget says, what summer Olympic sport would you play?
Summer Olympic sport? Yeah,
basketball, obviously.
Well, I would say soccer, but neither one of us would ever make the team. Right. Those are the sports we played growing up, but from at very low levels compared to the Olympics.
The best performance I've ever seen on a basketball, maybe one of the best, under the
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry, under the big moment.
Team USA.
For the, 2024 in Paris? Mm-hmm. That
unbelievable run
he went on to win the gold for America? Are you kidding me? He is the best shooter to ever live, to ever play the game. I don't care who it is. Larry Bird, Reggie Miller.
Whipping Kareem.
Yeah, heavy whipping Kareem. It's Steph Curry. Yeah. That kid, that guy's amazing.
That little feller. Yeah.
He's a good golfer, too. He's almost scratch.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. My doctor and I also were talking about Scottie Scheffler today. For some reason, it came up. And I don't even know why.
Jail. Talking about imprisonment.
Yeah, because I said I'll most likely be giving birth behind bars. That does happen. God bless those women. So those would be our sports. What if you had to pick a different? Let me look up Summer Olympic sports. And you can't pick basketball.
Javelin? Hammer throw?
Loves that.
Okay, is that what you want?
She loves it. Butter wants you to do. Okay, there's swimming.
She thought I said
rowing,
puppy throw.
Boxing, volleyball, judo, handball, golf, archery, water polo, equestrian, surfing, artistic gymnastics. Oh, I mean, gymnastics is the one that I want to watch so much. So if I had any skill at all and had, you know, 20 years of training, I'd love to do women's gymnastics. Same for you?
No.
What's another sport?
Long jump.
Okay, perfect. All right, next question.
I wish I could do that. Like just run and leave the earth and hang in the
never
air.
Never come back.
For whatever they do, 20 feet,
yeah.
19, 20 feet
yeah.
or longer, whatever, that's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
What's one food you don't like the taste of but wish you did?
Let's see. People seem to go on and on about mushrooms.
Yeah, I'm not a big mushroom.
And I hate them.
I have started to accept olives. You know, the blue cheese olives.
Oh, and, yes.
You know.
Me too. I recently started eating olives.
I didn't like the texture, yeah. but it's not that I like them, but I can tolerate them now. And if I'm hungry and all I have is the martini, I'll eat the olive now.
Me too.
Well, a good olive, not one of those cheap olives.
Yeah. I'm with you there. But mushrooms, like, I don't dislike a lot of foods, but the foods I dislike literally, like, if I even get a hint of them, I'm like, ugh. And mushrooms is one of those. And people will be like, oh, my God, this pasta had these delicious mushrooms. And I'm just like,
I'm not big on asparagus. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Some people love it. Grilled asparagus. Well, great.
Another one is raw onion. On a burger. My mom, for her, she's like, it's not a burger if I don't have a big old slice of white onion on there.
I agree.
And again, yeah, like people are so passionate about it. I wish that I felt that way. Hate it. I can only do grilled onions. I can do occasionally chopped red onion, like in a salad or something.
Yeah. No, I can do
that. But I want to know, because for me.
I want to know what love is.
Exactly. No, because I love a cold, crisp pickle on a burger. So I imagine it's kind of the same.
Yeah, cold tomato too.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, for me, it would be mushrooms and onions.
Yeah.
What? So, asparagus you wish you could like more?
Yeah. You know what I hate? It's not a food. It's a beverage. But I think I wish I could like it, but I can't. Because I see when it's hot out and people are drinking a cold beer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like beer. Mm-hmm. I hate beer. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
But I get... You know, people seem to quench their thirst with
a
beer.
So it seems like in a set, you're like, I wish I could get that satisfaction.
But I can't.
Yeah, a nice summer beer on a hot day, I do love.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, so, okay, I feel that.
Yeah.
Butter is back. All right, let me look at our next question. Okay, best thing to do to pass time on a road trip? You start. Well,
now.
For you, it's driving because of your insane need to control.
Is this a couple activity?
Oh, my God. What does that mean?
Well, a fun little game is...
What?
Strip to that tune.
You play strip to that tune on a road trip with your girlfriend?
Not recently.
How do you get your socks off while you're driving? You're the type, I bet, if you played a strip game just for the shock value. You know, most people start with, like, the shirt or a shoe. You'd go underwear first. You'd be like...
Well, how do you do that?
I don't know. Just imagine. And that would actually be a really funny bit. Because most people, it's like their underwear is the last thing that comes off. You'd be like, well, I'm going to start with these jockey shorts.
Well, you usually just play that at night.
Oh, no. I love a daytime strip game, as you know. No, really, be serious.
I was.
Favorite. Strip to the oldies.
Yeah. That's my new exercise video that out on VHS. You've heard sweating to the oldies. How about stripping to the oldies?
Stripping to the oldies. To pass time on a road trip, I love to listen to podcasts. And that's something you can all do in the car. It's nice to listen to a podcast. Like, I love a true crime podcast. I, one time on a road trip with my parents, we listened to like a 5-part true crime. And my parents had never listened to podcasts. My dad was like, I don't even know how to find them.
Yeah.
So we were on a road trip. So I put it on and we listened to like a 5-part thing about the Tylenol murders back in the 80s.
I watched the documentary on that.
Yeah. So there's a documentary, but we listened to that and it was Yeah, very interesting.
Try to blame a guy that he probably didn't do it.
Yeah, and that's when I learned.
He didn't do it. As a matter of fact, I think the summation of the documentary is it was somebody on the inside. Mm-hmm. That's the only way it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because even after. Because
isn't it still technically unsolved as to who did it?
Yes. Even after they came out with the protective seal, it happened again.
Oh.
Yeah, it happened again. So it's like. Hoss, it's coming from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't this guy in Chicago?
Yeah. Well, that's because that was eye-opening for me because in my lifetime, there's been a safety seal on every pill bottle I've ever seen. So my dad told me, he was like, at the time when they were talking about the pockets, I was like, you could just open a bottle and look at the pills. My dad was like, yes. If you went to the drugstore, he was like, when I was young, you could open the bottle, look at the pills, pour them in your hand a little, look at who you wanted. Sure. He was like, not that I did that. He's like, but you could.
Yeah.
He was like, there was a reason for that. And this is what happened, the contaminated tunnel. So anyway.
It's like going to the airport. You could go to the airport before 9/11 and walk whoever is flying to the gate.
To the gate. Like now that seems... so insane. So anyway, but yeah, long story short for me is listening to a podcast if you can agree upon a topic area that interests everybody in the car. Or if not, I'll put my headphones in and listen to it.
You know what I watched, me and Butter watched last night? Because she'd never seen it. Superman 2. And I believe this to be true. The best Superman of all time was Christopher Reeve. That guy was born to play that.
Yep.
You start with George Reeves, then you go to Christopher Reeve, get that Brandon Routh. You got Henry Cavill, and then this new kid. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Clevenger? Klondike?
David Cornsweet?
Cornsweet.
Is it David? I always get stuck on his first name.
But there was not a better looking guy.
Yeah, David Cornsweet. He's 32 and he's American.
Like... daggone Christopher Reeve.
I know.
Anyway, I thought of that because when we said 9/11, there's a lot of shots of the World Trade Center, the towers.
Oh, wow.
Where he's flying around them and
yes.
all that.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. But I watched that movie and I thought, man, this guy was so good at that. So good. And with the primitive effects, although the primitive effects were better than the one that Brandon Routh was in. It was obvious CG back that movie came out in 2006. It's clearly an animated cartoon character, essentially.
That's not good.
And a lot of the flying scenes.
Yeah.
Not the way they can do
it now. Brandon Routh. Oh, yeah. I forgot about him entirely.
But I'll tell you what, that little Kate Bosworth, she was.
Oh, I love her. Fell in love with her in the movie Blue Crush. She's
got my number.
She has your number?
Yes.
Damn.
And she's using it to get Kroger points.
That's what she does.
That just drives me nuts.
She's saving so much on fuel, but you love her.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for us today. We got to wrap this up because I need to eat. I got to go to lunch. I got to get some sustenance in, okay?
And I got to express some anal glands.
And take care of Butter.
Yep.
Thank you all so much for listening. Please rate, review, and subscribe. Follow our YouTube channel as well. Just search The Lee and Haley Show. Please like and subscribe there as well. And follow us on all other social medias. We'd love to connect with you. Just search Lee and Haley on your favorite platform. And then, of course, our flagship, the television show, Lee. Mm-hmm. Tell them about it.
Well, what is today's date? August 19th. So
well, that's the day we're taping. But this will go up at the end of the week.
Well, but we're still 2 weeks away from our debut in Louisville and then 3 weeks away from our debut in Owensboro, Evansville as
Woo-hoo.
We add markets to the Lee and Haley Show family. And if you're in Lexington, it's Fox 56, Bowling Green, WBKO. If you're listening to us in Macon, Georgia, we're on the NBC affiliate.
Hi.
And we're somewhere in Tupelo. I don't know where the heck that one is. Do you know we got traded in that deal? Did I ever tell you that?
No.
I've never heard of that.
You never tell me anything.
Yeah. We're on the air there, but it was part of a trade.
Okay.
I don't know what the other station got. It was, we can't believe it. Don't you CBI?
Yeah.
They traded us for Jerry Falwell or something. I don't know.
Cool. Sounds like something we could discuss off the air.
Why?
I don't know. You don't seem to know a lot about it.
Well, I just thought that was odd.
I can't comment. I know nothing.
Okay.
About anything. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Hang in there. We love you. God loves you so much. Until next time.